This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Casper. I'm not there in person, but I'm there in spirit. I'm there in spirits. Today, I made us a lucky packet, highlight package with all kinds of wonderful things stuffed inside. I'm playing a bit of a show where Duncan started to present with me, or with us, and Alicia is there, and Simba is there, and it's just a wonderful atmosphere, the way we were then communicating with each other. I love it. I think it's special and fantastic, and I kind of miss it. I hope one day we can do that again with them. And then I've got some favorite sketches and songs and funny things in between. And then a wonderful interview with Mr. Gola, Luiso Gola, who is quite an interesting gentleman. I never met him before that interview, and I think we got along very fine. So I hope you enjoy this highlight package, and next week there will be another one. If there's anything you want to re-listen to, you can always drop me a line on the Casper Radio Show Facebook page. Send me a message there. Okay, enjoy the show.
Beep, 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
So, we are going to do things a bit differently this morning. If you're not ready for the Casper Radio Show, you're going to fucking scuttle now. You're going to scuttle and scuttle, because you know what I'm going to start with? With Corn's story. How's that for a loop twist hole? Eh? So, let's start with that, and then we see on the other side of this amazing episode. Amazing episode. There we go.
Help. Kan iemand my hoor? Help me. Dis Dominique Kon van Aswegen, en ek is toegesluit hier in 'n kamertjie. Help. Help my iemand. Die ongoddelike Koos het my toegesluit saam met sy slet vrou Splinter en hulle immorele dogter Gretchen. Help, ek wil hier uit. Dominicon, help, hoor iemand dan nie? Help.
Hallo.
Ja, God dank. Ja, dis Dominicon van Aswegen, en ek is toegesluit hier deur mal mense. Asseblief, kry my hier uit.
Dis reg so, Dominie. Behalwe, dis oom Koos hier die kant.
Ach, vathoek. Nee, oom Koos. Jy sal nie hiermee wegkom nie, oom Koos. Die noodlot het 'n manier om iemand in te haal.
Ja, Dominicon. La, 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 praat maar lekker. Ek wil net vir jou sê, met jou geskree, jy maak 'n geraas, so lawaai. Veroorzaak dat ons nie lekker kan slaap nie. Stiller
asseblief. Oh, Ebola op jou en jou familie. Hoe gaan ek hier uitkom? Rita! Rita!
Kan ons help, dame?
Ja, absoluut. My naam is Gretchen Wolliter. Ek is hier vir my daaglikse rapportering, soos uitgestipuleer deur my borgtog voorwaardes. Ek is hier om te wys ek is 'n goeie onderdaan van die gereg, en dat ek my hou by wat aan my gesê is.
Goed, nou, oké, okay, dankie mevrouw. Ek merk jou af, hierso. Is die voetketting nog reg?
Ja, die voetketting is heel te maar fijn. Dit skaaf bietjie aan my en gee my rowe. Maar daar is niks wat my kerokroom nie kan doen nie.
Dit is reg mevrouw wel. Ons sien dan weer morgen. Weer morgen klokslag 12 uur asseblief, hoor.
Dit is doodreg, konstabel.
Dis sergeant.
Sergeant, sergeant. Tot ziens.
Tot ziens. Dit was like Gretchen Wolliter. Die ene wat daarvoor verdink word dat sy Dominie Kon sy kind gehad het. Ja, wat is op televisie?
Vogel.
Kijk.
Oh, is dit? Ah!
Hallo, Stief, mama.
Otty! Welkom, my Stief kind. Kan ek vir jou ietsie aanbied? Tiki, koffiekie, windowleen.
Was dit Tourette? Of was dit rechtig?
Nee, dit was Tourette. Kak!
Is Marcel hier?
Natuurlijk, Justin is hier so. Justin!
Marcel!
Willempie!
Marcel!
Ek kom!
Ek is so blij dat hy met hom kom praat. Kitskak, dit is baie goed van jou, Atty, want de rechte waar hy voel die afgelopen tyd, kak, sleg.
Dis reg, stiefmama.
Hallo, Atty.
Hallo, Marcel.
Wat's fout? Gaan het goed met jou, Atty?
Ja, ek het nie klagtes nie.
Ach, dan is ek baie bly. Ek is so bly, ons is nie familie nie. Dit maak soveel deure oop.
Ja, maar die een deur, die agterdeur, hy bly toe, Marcel.
Volk!
Kak!
Marcel, ek is hier. Ek is hier, want ek moet die duty doen waarvan ek nie hou nie.
Wat's dit, Atty?
Marcel, ek is hier om jou te arresteer vir die moord op Nikki Zetska.
Wat?
Kak!
Ja, ons het 'n briefie in sy vasgeknelde vuis gekry, waarin hy geskryf het, duidelik aan die einde van sy lewe, want dit was wiebelrig en wankelrig, soos 'n ou Parkinson's handskrif, maar toch kon mys duidelik sien.
Wat?
Hy het geskryf, kyk hier, dit was Marcel, dit was nie selfmoord nie.
Oh, hy leeg!
Dis absolute nonsens! Volle haar, verdigsel!
Sien, mama hoef nie net te vloek met mama se Tourette's nie.
Kak!
Okay, sorry. Wel, dan moet ek seker maar gaan. Ek wil nie dronk toe gaan nie, want jylle gaan my seer maak.
Dis okay, ek het implemente wat jy gerns kan indruk. Maar jy moet saamkom, ons moet jou arresteer. So die gereg moet sy loop neem.
Ach, Jesus! Hoekom? Hoekom gebeur al hierdie dinge?
Ek weet, Marcel, ek verstaan dit nie.
Kom saam met my.
Laat ons gaan. Tot iets, mama. Ek het dit nie kan doen nie. Ek het dit nie kan doen nie.
Goeiemôre, Tannie.
Hallo. Wie is daar?
Dis die verpleesterkie, Tannie.
Ek het net vir Tannie een suikerkie en een melkie en een theekie gebring en een koppiekie met een pieringkie en een lepelkie.
Ach, baie dankie. Ek kan nie meer lekker sien nie.
Ach, Tannie, ek is so jammer om te hoor van Dominie Kon.
Maar, wie is dit? Wat het hy gedoen?
Hy het mos altyd mos na Tannie toegekom mos. Om vir Tannie te kom lees en huisbesoek te doen, Dominie Kon van Aswegen.
Oei, die naam lê 'n klokkie.
Wel, hy het verdwyn.
Wat?
Ja, niemand kan hom kry nie. Die hele dorp is op hol. Ons soek hom. Arme Dominie Kon, ek hoop, hy is okay. Ek bid vir Dominie.
Ja, dit sal baie help. Nou ja, dankie vir pleegsterkie. Laat ek my teekie drink.
Goed, Tannie. Ek kom het later al.
Goed so, my kind. Ha, die arme dons doos, hy weet nie wat regtig aan die gang is nie.
The Casper Radio Show, out there.
So, I threw you with a curveball this morning, eh? We almost started with the soap. Good morning to my friends across the aisle. There I see Simba, hello.
How you doing? Can you hear me today?
Oh, I love your voice. Wow, have I got a wow here? Wait, just say something else.
Can you hear me today? How was your week, actually, Casper?
It was okay.
No segue issues?
I got a problem because remember I fell off the segue a couple of weeks ago and now my hip.
I saw the stick.
I've got a stick and a hip and I don't want a hip replacement. I want to be hip, you know, as a person. But I don't want a plastic hip, for fuck's sake. So now I'm limping around and I'm on pain pills, as you can hear. I'm a bit hungry.
Oh, yes.
I'm rapping. So I'm on pain pills. But for the rest, I've got an interesting week. Hello, Alicia. Are you on air?
Hello.
Hi.
Janet.
Fine.
Lekker.
Hoe's jy?
Nee, ek's okay.
Is it? Jy klink nie, jy klink bietjie heesin.
Nee, ek's alright.
Is jy okay?
Ja.
Is jy skoon? Jy nie kanker nie?
Nee, ek is skoon.
Okay.
What was that?
We've reached altitude. Where is our co-presenter Duncan? He's just not here.
The other black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
The black.
I think he's in the production office.
Where is he? He's co-presenting the show.
And he's not here. He needs to get a warning.
Duncan.
Yes, Duncan. Duncan, we're looking for you.
Why are you going to play the stereotype like there'll be the black guy and you're late?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Why are you playing?
Now you're being that guy.
Why?
Oh, Alicia. Are you
going to
turn on the mic?
No,
work.
Don't.
It's
don't.
Mic's not even on.
Don't.
Hello, Duncan.
Hey, Cassie, how's it?
Cassie is fine.
Okay.
So, Duncan, you're going to be with us every second Friday. We've got a new dispensation. So, every second Friday, you're going to be here from today. And the next Friday, every second Friday, will be
Bernardo.
Bernardo de Betty Bangalolo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Bernardo, yeah.
Yeah. So, welcome.
Fine, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm almost alone in a room with Alicia, but
We are getting there.
Why is it that the white black guy treats me like shit, and then the proper black guy, like, makes as if he's in love with me?
I'll
what
tell
the
you
fuck
why.
Is going
Should
on
it be
here?
The other way around, Alicia?
No. I'll tell you why. You see, Duncan's using that whole thing in the hood in Kasi. When you have a white woman, you're successful. I'm a white guy. I don't need a white woman. I need a black woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does Cindy say there? Say there.
A message from our big fan from Ireland.
Yay, Ireland.
Ireland. Cindy Mundo. Morning, everyone.
Hello.
Wish
Hello.
Me luck. I'm here. I'm in the waiting room at the dentist.
Oh, Duncan, can't you read?
Wait.
Thankfully, I have my friends on the Casper Radio Show.
Yeah.
To keep a smile on my face.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Enjoy.
I don't trust dentists.
I don't either.
That's the second highest occupation with suicides.
Yeah.
There's some depressed people, those dentists.
With all the bad breath that's happening around the world.
Remember, their patients can't talk back.
Yeah.
How's your day?
Like I just spit, yeah? Yes. What I used to do, my dentist has stopped dentisting, but it's not because of me.
What did you do to him?
I took laughing gas always.
Oh,
it's lekker. Then she can drill and bore to her heart's delight, and I'm high on laughing gas. Everything, because she's got a TV up there as well.
Yeah,
usually on CNN, and then I just laugh and I say, "There's another tsunami." I go. Oh,
patrol! Foot patrol!
So, well, good luck, Cindy. Let us know what happens.
And if you survive it.
Yeah, and listen, hello, Jeffrey.
Jeff.
Hello,
Jeff. Show.
Hello, Jeff.
Ach, ons fucking
hello,
show.
Goof.
Yeah, Alicia's outnumbered now, Jeff.
Huh? Joffrey. Mm.
What? Well,
nothing.
Hmm? What's it now?
Look, I must confess, Alicia, when she walked in this morning, she doesn't look very happy, Casper.
She doesn't.
I'm telling you, it's the suicide time.
Casper.
Oh, yeah, it is, definitely.
Casper, and I was asking, I was like, what's wrong with you? Why are you so unhappy?
Yeah.
Because even though, you know, I'm trying to be mean to her.
Of course.
And she's not giving that reaction that I usually. So it's like boring now. It's like, oh, man.
Yes, because her reaction is now like, she's like, she's resigned to the fact. I don't like that.
Are you going
to
open up, Alicia?
About what?
About what's wrong with you.
There's damn it, woman.
You. Maybe you need a BBC.
No, I
what's
don't
that?
Big black cock.
Near donkey.
Duncan's got one.
Near
donkey. Is that near donkey for Duncan, near Duncan, or is it...
Alicia, are you racist?
Yes, yeah, I think so.
No, I don't want she doesn't even a BBC, like, right now.
Oh.
Are you coxist?
I'm coxist, yes.
I think that's what she is.
At least I was wrong, man.
Nothing.
Tell us, man.
No, man. You are what's wrong.
Me? Oh, you see, I told you. It's a color thing. Because I'm whiter than her.
Okay,
she feels
if you
want to
play that fucking card, then do it.
You see?
That card.
I don't even know what that card is.
I don't know what the card is.
Because I'm saying I'm white. I'm not saying because I'm
okay, can
bad.
We move on?
Yes.
Thanks. Ooh, Kasi.
How's your puppy, Alicia?
What puppy?
The one in your brook.
I'm not wearing a fucking brook. Oh, God.
Okay. My puppy. My name is Steffi and Yona is puppy.
no, that calls
my name is from Kali. And they listen to the Casper Radio Show.
Lekker!
Bri Sharp tweeted now and said, Jelle Monico. Kok praat nie. Don't talk kok. I actually want to invite Michael Flax in. I want to play him something. I also want to ask him something. Is he? No, there he is.
He's
Michael,
coming.
If you can please come in here. Which one is this, Duncan? Is it mic one?
Yes, it is mic
okay,
one.
Okay, so I'll turn that on for him. And then I want to line up this. I want to play this to him. Hello, Michael. Are you well?
I'm good, good.
Sorry, man, to jump this on you, but I just want to first of all tell you I've got a file here that I wanted to play about 2 weeks already now. So now I want to play it while you're here because it reminded me of you.
Yeah.
It is a YouTube... Sorry, say yeah again?
Yeah.
Like, here you go. You're on air. So... always chewed and catches me. So, this is like how to tune girls in Afrikaans by an English guy.
Is this how to pick up them?
Yeah, pick up, but it's totally cuck. What he's saying here, Alicia will tell you, it's he talks a load of cuck. I don't know where he got his pickup lines. But really, listen to this.
I'm going to give you a few pickup lines that you can use. It's in Afrikaans. Your thunder. Leg net soos an ijskas.
Wait, yes, Mike.
Missy Whitney. My full van kos.
Did you understand that?
Your mouth is something and then full of food.
Yeah, your mouth is like your teeth.
Your
it's
teeth
like
is like a
refrigerator.
Fridge. Not so
not
wide.
Not so wide, but full of food.
That's
fucking
horrible.
How's that
a rubbish.
How's that a fucking pickup line? What have I done?
Your ore. Leg net soos die sterre. Nie so sparkly, maar so ver van die ander.
What?
What did he say?
He said, your ears looks like the stars, not so sparkly, but far apart.
Your ears?
Your ears.
Wow. Your eyes?
Your ears, people. He said ears.
Are you sure it's not eyes?
Eyes.
Did he say eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay. So. But still, either way, it's
but you laughed, so it would have worked on you. You would have run with it.
Yeah. Maybe.
I say single, want ek soek om a cherry to mingle.
Single, want ek soek om a cherry to mingle.
What's cherry?
Like usually Afrikaans, well, it can either be a vagina or it can be a girl.
A girl, but usually it's a girl.
Yeah, a cherry.
I understood half of that one.
Okay, yeah, so did I. But it's really going downhill now with this.
Pass a tutti a chili.
Oh God.
A taste fucking hot.
Okay, ek het hierdie nou gehoor. Ek like hom. Hy sê vir my top 5.
It's your pass a tutti.
It's like a penis.
It's like a cocky.
Oh,
it's yeah. Like a penis, but cock, totty. It's your pass a totty a chili, one day is hot.
Michael listening is like, what the fuck?
That is so messed up.
It's not nice.
No, but I think that one's...
That's a winner.
What?
William make poppy vs.
Poppy.
What's a poppy?
Poppy is like a girl, but like a girly girl. She doesn't say poppy.
Not a Alicia.
Have you ever heard your name? Screw van de berg af.
What?
No, I think he's drunk.
Ja, hij is fucking geroek. Have you ever heard your name?
And the background music is so porno.
Van ik zoek een rock in your pop.
Oh,
what?
Dude. What's a rock?
A dress.
Dress.
And what's a pop?
A poop.
Oh, you say no. Poop.
A rock in your pop.
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 I
think. Pop is a doll.
A rock in your doll.
I think this guy is high because he said, as he had hardclub, skree van die berg af. So don't, this is bad. So yeah, don't follow this advice. Maybe remember the totti and the chili.
The
but you didn't
the
like
chili.
That one.
There was one somebody once told me, now I've forgotten it. It's like a famous Afrikaans pickup line.
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. Daar's hierdie ander ene that somebody once told me, like just as a joke, and then like, does your dad have a bakery because you've got incredible buns? That is fucking cool.
Yeah. Quack, quack,
quack. I've got a Batman somewhere,
yeah. Was it the tweet from Darren from PE at Darren from PE?
Listen to the Batman. Okay, sorry, yeah.
Darren says, best part of my Friday, besides the binge drinking part later tonight.
Well, people are concerned.
I've got a better message, and this one's especially for you, Alicia. It's from Yuber. Is that how you say the name?
Yuber.
Mm-hmm. Yuber.
And, ach, nee, Ali, wat is fout? Ek voel no ook sad. Or sad.
Aww, yeah. Sorry, Iber. Yeah, nee, dis Iber. Hy het ons last week ook
I think it's cyber, but he forgot the C.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Oh, nee, the money is sad for me.
Then this one's from Suther Geyer. All these names are foreign.
Yeah, I know. Sureta, not Suther.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
And then she says, he, Yella. Is that right, Casper?
Hi, Yella.
Hi. Oh. God, you're
No, the thing about it is...
This is not working out.
I don't know if it's Afrikaans or if it's supposed to be English.
Okay, quick lesson. Hi in English and he... No, hi is hi in English and fucking Afrikaans.
Afrikaans,
okay.
It's hello.
Niemand says fucking hello.
Okay, can we continue? Yes. Yeah. Sureta Geya say the following.
Okay.
Hi, Yella.
The next word is Fantala. Okay, Fantala is like one of the words that I made up as a gay character in one of my shows for fantastic. Fantala.
Yellis Fantala.
That's
it. Oh, there we go.
Fantastic.
A donkey for the Fantala show.
Yeah.
Yellis is almal awesome. Kan nie wag nie vir Vrydag nie.
Yeah.
Welkom. Duncan.
Yeah.
Who's the best there?
Oh, no. She didn't fucking add that. She did.
Yes. She did.
Guys, okay. I've got my pickup line that I was remembering.
Yeah?
Yes.
Are you guys ready for the number one Afrikaans pickup line in the entire world?
Hit us.
Absolutely. Go it.
Ek is lus.
For a bus.
Is it that?
Ek is lus.
Is it that?
Yeah. This that. Ek is lus.
It's the same thing as...
No, it's a common one.
It's the same as the one you said, you know, basically.
Wait, but I don't know what it means. I just know it's a good
Lus
one.
Lus means you are, like, in the fucking mood.
That's not a pickup line. It's like horny. It's horny.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So outside a pickup line, you sit next
it's
to
it's not a pickup line. It's more like, let's get down
you
to
sit
it.
There and about, I'm horny. And then you either get yummy to or
go fuck yourself.
Well, it depends which bar you are in.
Yeah.
In what area.
Yeah. But what I want to ask you is I fished around this morning when I came in because I saw things on Twitter about Bruce Jenner and the Jenner family and how Bruce Jenner has changed from where he was an athlete that Decathlon, I think.
Decathlete.
Yeah, now he's a decathlete. Dick. Yeah, he's a decathlete now.
And and the Kardashians, I don't know how it fits in. So I want to find out now, not that I watch the Kardashians or ever will, but I did know Bruce Jenner because I, long, long ago, there was a movie, You Can't Stop the Music with the Village People, and he was in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a common movie, but I was young. And so I know him from that. For the rest, I don't know what's going on. How does it work? And no one knew except for Michael said, I will explain to you.
Yeah, with, Michael knows these things.
Yeah, with a ruler and a fucking calculator. So, I wanna hear.
So at the moment, there's rumors going around that Bruce Jenner wants to have a sex change. And that he's now wearing makeup and he's wearing girl clothes. He wants to be a woman now.
What the fuck?
Why?
And he likes the BBCs too, right?
What's that?
Come on, man.
We just had the BBC here.
Okay, we are now over the BBC.
The news network.
No.
Yes.
No.
Please.
The big black cock.
Let it be the BBC.
like his daughters.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yo.
Okay, but now go on.
So.
But is it his daughters?
Well,
no,
stepdaughters.
That's what I want to say. I don't know.
But you never know because now there's Kylie and Kendall. And Kylie is actually dating a guy by the name of Tiger, who's a black rapper.
You see?
Okay.
That damn BBC.
Is that a Jenner?
Yeah. She's Chris's and...
the mother, yeah.
Bruce's child.
Oh,
the
okay.
rest are Chris's and I can't remember the...
There was a lawyer. Fancy.
Yes,
there was a famous lawyer. Yeah, forgot him as well.
Okay, cool. Okay.
But they're all very keen still with this series of theirs.
Yes, it's carrying on. There's even Courtney and Chloe Take Miami now.
And a fucking
which is
one
filmed
in
the Hamptons. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They get paid so much per episode.
But
it's just making money now. And I'm sure it's all scripted, like, from...
I am a reality series queen fan, but I can't link with them. I don't know why.
Me too.
I think it's because it's scripted.
She talks like she has no fucking brain cells.
Maybe
it fucking irritates me. I can't watch it.
I love it.
I can't watch it.
I absolutely love it.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Awesome. So, I was thinking the same thing.
Sorry, we just live to Kim Kardashian's brain. Duncan,
I mean, she's very pretty. I love the way that she looks. She's an incredibly stunning looking woman.
Another one from Cindy Mandeau. Cindy, tell us first, why did you go to the dentist? Aren't you concerned? Aren't you interested, Casper, knowing why she went to the dentist?
Why the fuck do people go to the dentist, Duncan?
Are you having a conversation with the WeChat?
No, look, let's just read a message first.
Okay.
Cindy Mandeau says, okay, these people in the waiting room are looking at me funny.
Oh, because she's laughing.
I'm actually smiling and I keep bursting out with
okay,
laughter.
Okay, so I think you're retarded woman.
It's okay, Cindy.
Special case.
It's okay.
And then another message from Thinus.
Not Thinus.
Thinus, yeah. And good work with Afrikaans, Duncan. Am I going to read this?
Yes.
Good work with Afrikaans, Duncan. Let Simba try.
Yeah.
At least I'll be able to read Thinus. I wouldn't say Thinus.
Look, it could mean anything.
Oh, and there's another one. What's the one underneath,
Duncan
Cindy?
Duncan makes me laugh.
Yeah. Duncan's laugh always makes me laugh. It's classic.
Oh, look at you.
It's very contagious.
Look at you.
By a donkey, Meneer Groeneveld.
That's
close.
Acceptable. Okay, so we got to the Jenner guy. He married a Jenner woman, and they had Jenner children.
Yeah, but aren't they...
And he used his genitals. Can't believe you missed that.
Oh, my fuck.
That is fantastic.
Oh, my fuck.
Duncan is fucking funny.
He is.
So he uses genitals. But then the Kardashian woman, was she married to a Kardashian?
Yeah, she married a Kardashian who was he was a lawyer. I forgot his first name.
Yeah, he was famous.
Yeah, he helped out in the O.J. Simpson case. He won it for O.J.
Does he come from Zimba's place, Albania?
No.
But I'm from Kozo.
I know, I'm making a joke.
but I told him royalty, and you know, you'll be beheaded for that.
Sorry.
His name was Robert Kardashian.
And now Bruce married this woman.
Bruce married Chris, who is the mother to Chloe, Courtney, and Kim, and Robert.
In the interest of humanity, do they have children?
Yes.
What?
So, yes. Kim has a child with Kanye West, and the baby's name's Northwest.
Yeah, that I know, but that...
Muffet King.
Does the Bruce Jenner and the Kardashian...
Yes.
Do they also have a child?
Yes, they got Kylie and Kendall Jenner.
Are they of the sperm of Bruce?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So that's not his previous marriage. This no. is now with this
from his previous marriage, he's got two boys.
Yes, it's worse like my son.
Oh, yes.
And that's almost like a story, yeah.
It's Brody and I can't remember the other guy's name.
Didn't he have like a party problem, one of the boys?
Yes, Brody.
Yes. Okay, and he also lost like a lot of weight and then...
I don't know about the weight.
I think fuck.
But I know because Brody was in another reality TV show called The Hills.
Oh, okay.
Which was filmed in somewhere in America, like the elite rich of like these kids, and they just go party and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know that. A lot of things happened from that series, and also it's also tied in with Laguna Beach.
Yes, exactly.
You see, I know my reality. I just don't know why I don't like the Kardashians.
And there was Spencer and Heidi in that show.
That's right, the Pratts.
Yeah, and they would just get divorced just to get publicity. Then they get back together.
I know they were
really
publicity whores.
Totally busy. But Michael, why don't I like the Kardashians? What's wrong with
I don't know. There's nothing not to like about them.
I think the main difference here is Michael. He likes women. And on Keeping Up with Kalvari's, Keeping Up with Kardashians.
What?
Hey, don't you say that. Don't give them podcast downloads yet.
And, he's mostly attracted to all the Kardashians. And maybe that's the whole thing about it. If maybe there was
Is that what it is, Michael?
I think, Casper, you would
like... it's a good show.
You would like...
Is it the booty?
Keeping Up with the Davids. If maybe there was something... Keeping Up with the Davids, a whole bunch of men doing their thing. Reality show. You would like that, Casper.
Don't you profile me.
Then Michael wouldn't like that.
Don't you profile me. I would like that. There was a series about bromance.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, where the one guy... He's also connected to Jenna, I think.
What?
I think so, yeah. Thank you.
If you can look up for us about a bromance reality show, Duncan, just see who was in it. What the fuck is happening? It's a crowd. Okay, then I will try again then for the sake of reality.
What is it called? Bromance what?
Bromance, I don't know, that's all I know. Reality.
What happens in it? Maybe I know it.
Okay, the guy looks for his best mate.
Oh, The Bachelor.
No,
it's like a bromance thing. Like, it's really, it's about a dude.
I think it was.
It's about
bromance.
A guy. And
but
it's
you know
it's
what
same,
is a bromance?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing like The Bachelor, but he's looking for a bromance. So a bromance is like, for instance, you and Duncan, your best
like
friend.
Your best friend.
So he's got a posse of guys.
And it's borderline gay.
It's borderline gay. At the end of each episode, he gives everyone like
a chain. Was it like a chain?
Condom
or something.
And the one guy doesn't get it, so he's got to go. And so he whittles them down.
Yeah, there's nine men.
He's looking for a best friend.
Yeah, there's nine men who compete for the opportunity to win a close male friendship. That is what a bromance is.
But why would you want to win a male friendship?
Because that's what
those
reality
are very
TV's
easy
about.
To get, though.
It's a reality show. They
but it's
angles.
With a famous guy. So it's like you. Like Lil Wayne has one.
Lil Wayne,
for example, he has this reality show. Wouldn't you enter to be his bromance buddy?
Well, Lil Wayne has Wheezy Wednesdays.
No, but this is forever. Like you can call him, yo, Wheezy, what's up, man? Where you at?
Oh, so you win a famous friend.
Yes, type of thing, yeah.
Famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy was famous.
Well, not really, yeah.
So it's like you win a mentor.
I'm telling you, he's connected.
No, like best buddies. Let's go to the strip club type of buddy.
Yeah, but you can't force people to be friends. If you put guys in a room, they become friends.
No, that's what, it's the same thing like The Bachelor.
Yeah, Brody Jenner.
How he looks for a wife. You can't force that as well, but they somehow do it.
Yeah.
What are you saying there?
Yeah, Brody Jenner is, he's in bromance.
You see?
Yeah.
You see?
They link to everything.
Did you mention Brody before?
Yes.
Yeah.
So him, he's quite good looking.
Yes, the girls love
it. What did you do now?
No, it happens.
Quite.
It's fine. No,
yeah,
when the sound goes off and dipping. On. Yeah, but it's still working.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, it's weird.
Okay, well,
just ignore it.
Okay, well, we've solved that. You gotta go and look for the bromance Brody Jenner one and tell me what you think of it. Good luck. I heard this morning that you've got to give a piece of your shit to your father. You know that you've got to do that.
What?
They've got a rummage shit out of him.
Wait, there's more. It's a bigger story. So my dad's got a intestine like virus or something.
Yeah.
So they're trying to treat it with antibiotics.
Oh shit.
And the antibiotics aren't working. So what you do is you flush out the system. So just like you do a blood transfusion.
Yeah.
You can do one with the bowels.
Okay.
So you have to get donor stool samples. And by donor, you have to get matches, and that's family members.
Yes.
And then they flush yours out by using your donors.
Shit.
Look, Casper, I'm quite confused. But what I got from that is that he's going to take his shit and he's going to give it to his dad.
He's going
to
give his dad shit.
Well, not the shit. But yeah. But
well, yes, yeah, a stool sample. Okay.
So I've never heard of
but
that.
But is he going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine.
I'm sure yours will be a match.
Is that why you've been having salads and fruit salads for the whole week?
Just no.
Okay.
Just
get that fiber going.
I just want to say something, Michael. Just give your father some good shit.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to go very serious.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. This is a song I love so much. It's very corny. And it's Dutch, but it is actually beautiful. So I'm going to play that to you. I listened to it this week again. Now, this is imagine this now. It's a nice story. It's the kind of story I like. This is the guy, he's on an escalator in a shop. He sees this girl coming down. He looks at her, and she doesn't quite see him. But he's in love with this girl. He wants this girl. So he turns around and runs. No, doesn't run. He goes down the escalator again, but she's gone. She's out of the shop. And now the song is, we would have been together. We could have been the perfect couple. But now I will never meet you again.
Aww,
isn't that
fucking
beautiful?
Sad.
And it's a beautiful song.
That's sad.
It's in Dutch. So listen out when he says, ik zie jou in de winkel en ik wil je naaien. That is alles in Holland. But no, but I don't want to cheapen this. It's really beautiful.
Ik zag je laatst een week geleden op de roltrap omhoog. Jij ging naar beneden. Ik keek achterom of jij achterom keek naar mij. Jij keek even op en was daarna verdwenen. Je nam eerst mijn hart en daarna de benen. Voordat je beneden staat ben je al lang te laat. We zullen nooit samen zijn, nooit samen zijn. Onze wegen lopen elders heen, wij komen nooit meer bijeen. Wij zullen nooit samen zijn, nooit samen zijn. We liepen ergens anders heen. Wij komen nooit meer bij je. Als je dit hoort, als je luistert naar mij. Ik was die jongen, ik ging aan je voorbij. Op zaterdagmiddag in een kledingzaak vlakbij. Ik zal je nooit vinden, maar zoeken dat doe ik wel. Op straten en pleinen, in treinen of Google. Je kent me niet, als jij me ziet, loop je gewoon voorbij. Wij zullen nooit samen zijn. Nooit
Onze wegen lopen elders heen. Wij komen nooit meer bijeen. Wij zullen nooit samen zijn. Nooit samen zijn. We liepen ergens anders heen. Wij komen nooit meer bijeen. We liepen ergens anders.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Don't you think?
Yeah, hello?
Well, I'm turning you off. No, I'm turning you on. What do you say? Is it nice?
Yeah, it's lovely. I love it. It's beautiful. Who was that?
It's a Dutch group called Nick and Simon.
Nick and Simon.
Nick and Simon.
Nick and Simon.
Hey, peeps, I listen to your show every Friday, even though it's difficult.
Thank you.
With work.
But what's he doing? Is he like working for NASA? Because then he mustn't listen to us. But thank you. What does he say there? For every Friday?
But thanks for making every Friday worth living.
Oh, love you. Do it.
And if it's too difficult, just download the podcast. Yeah. Simple.
You can do that as well.
You can do that as well, you see. But life is lekker because you sort of...
Like you're like here when you are with us.
With.
What?
Did you just say
what
whiff?
Did I whiff. Just fucking say?
Yeah, with us.
It feels like you are here with us.
With us.
Yeah.
The Casper Radio Show.
I never meant to leave you hurting. I never meant to do the worst thing. Not to you. Cause every time I read your message, I wish it wasn't one of your exes. No, I'm the fool. Since you've been so
low.
If we were honest with each other from the get-go, man, things would be much more simpler, you know what I mean? Because sex is the same thing, but very different how we experience sex, right? Like, for the first time women have sex, it's an emotional thing, you know? You gather your friends, and like, you come, like you're having an Oprah moment. And there's always that one skanky friend who's, friend, it's okay, I've done it, it's okay. Just let it out, friend. I've done it 6 times, please, just let it out. Jonathan Hines. It's okay, friend, tell us. Jonathan and I, and they're all embracing, oh, friend, it's okay, you're not a slut, you know, it's okay. But for guys, it's different. For guys, it's very different. Like, we don't believe each other the first time. We don't. You know what I mean? Because a guy's the first time comes, hey, Twana. Joyous. You're more than joyous. Shiny boy. Shiny boy. And your friends go, ah, oh, bullshit, man, you're lying. And then you have to do that international proof sign, like, ah, oh, don't believe me. Smell him. Uzoi, boy, uzoi. Uzoi, boy. And you get experts, yo, sis. And the who, yeah, no, there's just the one, Baba, just the one. Yes, sis. My mom's here, sorry, sorry, mom.
Paar kilometers, dan is ons in Winterania.
Ja, ek moet erken, my man, hierdie urenlange gehop op die perwa het my swingster verbrokkel tot as.
Maar, kraskraai, my vrou, ek dog, jy hou dan so baie van koetsry.
Hallo, van wanneer af? Brombeer, my man, ek verkies spontane sodomie, boe hierdie pynigende marteling van kloppende stinkhout en perdehoef. Kleine.
Wees jou net hoe sleg ons mekaar ken.
Ja.
Na 15 jaar saam op die troon en ritskoningskinders, leer ek vandag iets niets oor jou.
Brombeer, jy syp soos 'n aquarium. Gewonder weet niks van my nie.
Kraskraai.
Brombeer, die waarheid het 'n manier om aan te klop, in te kom, jou op te soek, 'n hamer te gryp, dit blink te poets en jou dan genadeloos hard teen die voorhoof te bliksem.
Het jy jou Williams in?
Ja!
Ons is na by Winterania, hy majesteit.
Dankie, wag.
Ek wag.
Jy is 'n wag, nie jy moet wag nie.
Wag.
Saam ons mekaar.
Jy praat altyd net oor jouself.
Ruk jouself reg, kraskraai. Doe jy nou?
Ek ruk myself reg.
Ons is die gaste van Wolfie Staak van Winterania. Kyk, daar staan hulle allemaal in 'n ry en wag op ons. Stop die stoet en laat my familie uitklim en aantree.
Sy hoogheid en majesteit, sy edele heer en keizer Brombeer Brakwater die eerste, koning van die asembenemende anale des aardbollos.
Hou nou op met die vogentrompet. Die majesteit, Wolfie Staak.
Inderdaad, welkom, jy is allemaal welkom hier in Winterania.
Dankie, Wolfie.
Foef, die majesteit het ook maar lekker vet geworden, hè? Die pens lyk soos 'n plattelandse milisilo. En kyk sy boep. Dit lyk soos 'n tombola ballon vol jelly. En die neus. Jere, kyk, sy neus is rooier as 'n bobbejaanhol.
Nog steeds die ou grapperige wolfie van ou.
Ja, jy meisie.
My vriend en medesoldaat.
Ja, en ek het nog steeds PTSD.
What's that?
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Wolfie, jy onthou my vrou Kraskraai.
Wie majesteit?
Haar broer, Delmas.
Hallo, my sê eindelijk Delma.
Shut up, Delmas.
Okay.
My eie seun en troonopvolger, Toffie. En my jongste en mooiste seun, Moffel. Toffie?
Ja, papa?
Hierdie oom en ek het jare terug geveg in die grensoorlog.
Grensoorlog, papa? Het julle baie gegrens?
Jammer. Die kind maak my winderig.
U majesteit, kom ek stel u voor aan my familie. Hierdie is my vrou, Constantia. Sy lyk so bitter, want sy is so bitter. My seun en opvolger Drop Staak.
Hallo oom.
My jonger seun Stompy. My dogter Sanna.
Hallo.
My tomboy pijl en boogskiet dogter Panna.
Hi.
En my baster halfnaaikie by 'n ander hoer Joe Blow.
Hi.
Ek moet sê, Joe Blow is prachtig. Ek persoonlik is stryd, maar na twee glase Sauvignon Blanc sal ek voor hom flap soos 'n aas voel.
Die majesteit, jy besef allemaal hoor jou, ne?
O God, jammer. Kraskraai.
Ja.
Wil jy en jou boete nie bykie die area hier in Winterania gaan verken nie?
O ja, wat sê jy, Delmas?
Nou ja, kom ons kyk hoe vinnig ons iewers 'n rivier kan oorsteek.
Dit is baie lief vir mekaar. Wolfie, baie, baie, baie fucking lief vir mekaar.
Ja, jy majesteit. Ek moet sê, jy kinders Stoffie en Moffel lyk daar maar baie as jy vrou en haar broer. U het 'n blas vel, 'n haakneus en lelike swart kroeshare. Kraskraai en Delmas is witter as tipex, met fyn rietneuse. Nes Toffie en Moffel.
Probeer jy iets insinueer, Wolfie?
Nee, glad nie, majesteit. Ek wil maar net voorstel dat u dalk die boek Triomf lees.
Pa,
Wat is dit, my seun Knop?
Daar het so pas 'n brief aangekom met 'n lammervanger.
Wat sê dit?
Volgens Reuters is daar 3 drake opgemerk naby Brakpan.
Nee, ons praat nie so nie. Ons sê gay vroue of lesbiens. Ons sê nie drake nie. Dis baie neerhalend.
Nee, pa, dis regte, egte drake. Soos 'n krokodille met vlerke wat vuur spoeg.
My fuck.
Ja, hulle behoort aan Prins 7 Kaplisi.
Wat bedoel jy, Prins 7?
Sy was 'n prinses, maar nou het sy verhoging gekry na Prins 7.
Wolfie!
Wat fout, my vrou Constantia?
Die stompie, hy het van die kasteel se dak afgebliksem.
Wat?
Ja, hy het waarskynlik iets gesien wat hy nie moes nie.
'n Episode van die Kardashians.
Nee, blykbaar erger.
My 9-year-old boy came home recently, and it was the cutest story. It's 100% true story. 100% true. Came home, and he goes, "Daddy, I learned 2 really bad words." Okay, son, let's hear them. What are they? He goes, "No, they're so bad, I can't even say them. I'm just gonna spell them." I was like, "All right, fuck it, spell them." You know? I shouldn't have said that. I figured that was one of the words, and then we had that covered, and we could move on. But it wasn't. It was worse. It was worse. Yeah, worse. I go, "Okay, spell it. Let's hear." And he goes, "K." I'm like, "K." I'm going through the list. There's nothing other than like kike, but he goes to Hebrew school. Okay. There's no way anyone's calling him kike unless they're calling each other that nowadays. Like, "Yo, what up, kike?" You know, unless they're doing that. But I doubt it. I doubt it. They didn't do it when I was going to Hebrew school. So I was like, "K, yeah, go on." He goes, "U N T." And I'm like, yeah, because now I got to give him a spelling lesson. And I'm like, "All right, first of all, it's a C." You know, because he's going to grow up. He's going to have women, girlfriends. They'll dump him. I don't want him texting, "You're a K-U-N-T. You know? You're a stupid asshole. Doesn't even know how to spell cut." You know? So I got to teach him right. And I'm like, "It's a C. And I want you to know something, son. That is a very, very bad word, okay? That's a word that very, very mean men use in a derogatory way towards women." He was like, "Oh, wow. Have you ever used that with mom?" And I was like, "Not to her. About her, maybe." "No, no." I said, no. "I never used it. I never used that word. And you shouldn't either. Now, let's hear the other word." And he's like, "This one's worse. I'm going to spell it also." "All right, go ahead, spell it." He goes, "N." And I'm like, "Oh, boy." "I." And I swear this is exactly how it happened. "C-K-E-R." I'm like, "You got to be kidding me with the spelling bullshit. Who is this misogynistic, racist, horrible speller that's teaching you these words?" And I'm like, all right. "First of all, it's 2 G's. Again, he'll grow up, have his black friends be around. I want him to be like, 'Yo, where are my knickers at?' You know, it sounds stupid." I was like, "It's 2 G's, and I want you to know something about that word. That is a terrible word. It's horrible. That's a word that very, very mean white people use in a derogatory way towards black people." He was like, "Wow. So have you ever used it?" "Not to them." "No," I said, "of course not. I said, I have never, ever used that word, and you shouldn't either. Ever, okay? And just so you know, the word that you were trying to spell, knickers, those are actually those 3/4 length pants that faggots wear."
Hallo! Soos 'n beer uit hibernasie, hinkepink ek vrolik in julle rigting en sê, welkom terug by Trippe Trappe Trone. My naam is nog altyd Wolfie Staak. Alles is nog dieselfde met my, nog steeds dood ook. Die enigste ding wat 'n bietjie verander het, is dat ek, vandat ons mekaar laas gesien het, meer ontbind het. Bietjie soos One Direction. Ek mag dood wees, maak as witty. Kom ons begin met 'n flashback. Not back to the future, but towards the past. In 'n skuilie bos stap twee butch dogtertjies. Kraskraaikie en Letty. Hulle is op pad na hulle local heks.
Dit lyk spooky, Kraskraaikie.
Dis nog niks. Jy moet my familie stamboom sien, dis spooky.
Maar wat soek ons hier?
My toekoms.
Maar hoekom in hierdie fout by 'n lelike heks?
Hai laat julle my skrik.
Hallo, liewe heksie.
Wat doen julle hier, Kraskraaikie en Letty?
Hierdie is 'n flashback.
Pas op.
Ek is hier om my fortune te hoor. Hoeveel charge jy?
Ek weet nie baie van alles nie, maar julle moenie hier wees nie.
Wel, vertel eers my fortune vir my, liewe heksie. Of ek martel jou deur jou eie besem deur jou ore te druk en gymnastiek oefeninge te doen op die stok.
Ai, Snij jou vinger, Kraskraaikie. Laat ek die bloed suig.
O, nee.
God, is jy een vampire of een heks?
Ek het bietjie vergeet van vampires.
Okay, maar hier is my adresseer. Eina! Yes. Okay, suig.
Okay. Nou het jy drie vrae.
My eerste vraag, liewe heksie. Sien dat jy my bloed so lekker gesuig het? Het ek AIDS?
Nee. Twee vrae oor.
Gaan ek queen word?
Ja.
Yay!
Maar net vir 'n rukkie.
Fuck! Gaan my kinders rule?
Ek verstaan nie so lekker van rule nie.
My kids! Gaan hulle konings en koninginne wees? Fuck, sy verstaan jy nie, heksie?
Ja, hulle gaan konings en koninginne wees.
Yay!
Maar net vir 'n rukkie.
Fuck! Jy kom altyd met hierdie anti-klimaks na 'n lekker antwoord.
Ek is so bang, ek is so bang, Kraskraaikie.
Gaan ek sterf in hierdie reeks voor dit verby is? Of gaan ek bly lewe?
Ek is jammer. Dit is die vierde vraag.
Fuck!
Wie is ek? Hoekom is ek in hierdie flashback?
En in elk geval, Kraskraaikie, daar's net een mag wat dit weet. En daai mag se naam is drie letters.
God.
Nee, HBO.
Ondertussen het Nathaniel en Kortgat Gemmerkop aangekom by 'n hawe waar Kortgat Gemmerkop die hele tyd in 'n doos was. Dit was vir hom moeilik om uit te rek.
Alles is styf.
Nie alles nie.
Kon ek nie, toe ek op die skip was, kon ek nie maar uit die doos uitgekom het nie. Moes ek die hele tyd daar binne bly, Nathaniel?
Jy moes ja. Dis etiket.
Weet jy hoe bekrompe is die fucking doos? Weet jy hoe vernederend is dit om jou drolletjies deur die gate te druk?
Wel... Weet jy hoe vernederend dit is om stukkies drolletjies soos checkers boereworsies deur die dose gaatjies te ontvang en dit geheimsinnig te gaan gooi in die see? Ek het kak gevoel, letterlik.
Shut up, Nathaniel. Ek is seesiek. My spiere pyn. Daar's net een ding wat nou kan help.
Praat jy van deep heat?
Lekker. Kak, Meneer. kots weg met nog wijn.
Ek is so blij om te sien jy het alkoholisme oorwin.
Wat a fok, Nathaniel. Ek is in 'n vreemde land met 'n goedkoop doos wijn. En Nathaniel is my metgesel. Sal jy nie ook gesuip het nie?
Ja, maar dieder wijn. Jy weet wat kort gaat.
Wat?
Ons kort een nieuwe leier.
Wie sal hierdie nieuwe leier wees? Het jy iemand in gedachte? Wie is hy?
Wie het gepraat van hy?
Dis ook nie waar. So jy wil die nieuwe leier wees?
Ek praat van Kaplisi, my darling. Ons vertrek morgen na Kaplisi se thuisland.
Jy laat my kots.
Ek is jammer.
Nee, ek praat met die wijn.
Ondertussen in Kablisiese thuisland is al die Valerians bezig om die standbeelde van die vorige regime om te gooi of met verf te spat.
Hey, wat een hel doen jullie hier?
Sakke, kakke, pakke, makke, rakke, sakke, pakke.
Wat sê hy, Steve?
Dis Valerijn so net.
Nie kakke ka Valerijn, takke Valerian.
Ek sal sê Valerijn.
Sê hom, Steve!
Ek ga nie toelaat ek so gemarginaliseer word nie. Kom so net, kom ons fok of. Next stop, Urania.
Ja, kan ek die liedjie sing?
Shut up, so net.
Die Valerian soldaat het hom so vererg vir hierdie twee fundamentalists, dat hy onmiddellik na die hoerhuis toe gegaan het. Hulle praat weer eens in Valerian.
Is kapililu koeko? Kikikikiki, fuku fuku.
Kom aan, mama, mama.
Hallo, kukuku, tita, tita.
Vijfie, wijfie.
Maar terwijl die Valerian soldaat homself oorgee aan lus, snij een onbekende vryheidsvechter sy kop af.
Au!
En dan sy ander kop. Au! Daar is kak in die land van Kablisi. Ons haas ons nou na Stanik, wat die koning wil word van agter ons. Stanik het sy oë op King Skandla, maar is nou by die muur waar al die nachtwagte saam is. Hy is besig om te praat met Joe Blow, want die leier van die voelverskrikkers, Mansreier. Ja, Mansreier is bevriend met Joe Blow, maar hy wil nie knieknak voor Stanik nie. Dit laat Stanik rooi sien. Terwijl Stanik gewoonlik Blow sien.
Nou, luister mooi vir my, Joe Blow.
Ja, oom.
Ga nou en praat asseblief sens met hierdie Mansreier. Hy moet net knieknak.
Maar hy wil nie knieknak nie.
Maar laat hy knieknak. As hy net knieknak, dan kan hy in vrede leef. En dan kan ons saam veg vir agter ons. Probeer jou bes.
Ah, oh, oom Mans, asseblief, Stanik vra net dat jy knieknak.
Ek wil nie knieknak nie.
Maar knieknak nie.
Ek gaan nie knieknak nie.
Jesus, as jy net knieknak, dan gaan ons allemaal in vrede kan lewe. Nou gaan, die ou gaan jy doodmaak. As jy net knieknak, is alles reg.
Ek het my lewe lang geveg om te kan nie knieknak nie.
Maar hulle gaan jou verbrand.
Jesus.
Dis baie ISIS. Ek weet. Jy het so baie gedoen, jy die voelverskrikkers verenig. Hoeveel mense het jy nie by mekaar gebring nie? Deur stryd en jare se determinasie. Jy het die reuse by mekaar gebring. Die takhare, die wilde als, die moegoes, die mufmoppe, die baarbrakke, die galkakke, die spoegketels en die AWB. En nou wil jy doodgebrand word? Hé?
Ek knak nie knie nie.
Koning Stanik!
Wat is dit, Joe Blow?
Hy weier om knie te knak.
Maak hout by mekaar, mense!
En al die mense daar,
al die mense.
Ondertussen word Kap Lisie uitgekak deur haar goedgeboude lover, wat vir haar sê:
"Hoe kan jy jou drake net so opgesluit hou die heeltyd? Ag, sies man, jy is dan die draakkoningin."
"Ek weet nie, dit klink so jakkie, die draakkoningin."
"Wat is wat jy is, Kap Lisie? Die myndraak, Cruella, is nog besig om klein kindertjies te bring in braai. Maar die ander twee, Mpo en Mpojana, hulle het niks aan jou gedoen nie."
"Is waar. Miskien moet ek hulle gaan besoek." "Is hulle nog kwaad van mama? Ek het snacks gebring van Woolworths. Hallo? Waar is hulle tweetjies?" "Dis mama, moet nie vir mama aanval nie, hoor. Hallo? Oeh, wat, hy nou! Oeh! Ek het nou geskrik. Mpo, waar kom jy vandaan?"
"Mama, waar de pop was jy die afgelopen paar maanden?"
"Ja, mama. Weet jy hoe bang was ons, mama?
Jy e-mail nie, jy tweet nie, jy Snapchat nie. Jy het ons ignore, mama."
Ek het hier in moesertijd gegaan en so voort. So, ek vra om verskoning. Kom, ons gaan nou op piknik."
"Fuck jou. Kijk maar, dis een sak."
"Ja?
Jy weet, mama, wat ons in die sak gaan sit?"
"Nee."
"Jou as. Sak en as, weet het?" "Wat ons jou vond doe?"
"Nee, mama! Wacht toe.
Ondertussen staan Mansrijder op een hoop brikette, terwijl die rooie slet, Stanikse lover en priesteres bezig is om die vuur onder hom te maak.
"Daar is hy. That's it. Ek weet wie gaan die society eet."
"Oh, rooi sleet, hy is die beste. My vrou sê die selle."
"Wie
is dat?"
"Is my vrou. Oh, kyk hoe mooi verbrand hy."
"Sorry, dis Eina. Sorry, ek het my mind gechange. Eina!"
"Hey, bra.
Luister, ek sal knie knak. Laat ek net knie knak. Luister, hoor julle my?"
Wat hy brand.
"Hallo. Ek het my mind gechange. Eina! Fuck, ek sal knie knak. Hallo. Jesus, hallo, ek sal..."
"So, ek sien julle weer volgende week, wanneer ons kyk na incest, xenofobie, fundamentaliste, religious nuts, moord, doodslag en korrupsie. Dis nie uit trippertrappe troon nie, nie, dis die werklike lewe. Ons episode is vroliker. Bye." Die laaste keer wat ons my tomboy dogtertjie Panna gesien het, was sy op een skip op pad na Braafos. Ondertussen, na al die maanden, het sy die hawe van Braafos binnengevaar. Dis heel interessant, daar's een tourist attraction by Braafos, een groot moerse Michael Jackson standbeeld, wat wysbeen op twee berge staan. Hy dra echter een Romeinse soldaatrokkie. Ek weet nie wat Panna gesien het, toe sy opgekyk het onder in die rokkie in nie, maar die stadse klokke het indrukwekkend gelui. Panna word afgelaai by 'n afgesonderde munisipale gebouw met 'n swart en 'n wit deur. Apartheid lewe blykbaar nog in Braafos.
"Dankie vir die lift, oom."
"Sterkte. Klop net aan by die deur en wys jou munt."
"Ek wys my munt vir niemand nie." "O, die munt. Natuurlijk.
Panna het dankzij haar speciale magic munt uitgekomen bij die gebouw. Die munt gee haar VIP-behandeling.
Hallo? Ik zeg hallo. Is hier iemand? Ik het ver gekomen. Maak niet op.
Een aardige man, een sub-economische monniklapper, maak die dier op. Panna herken hem onmiddellijk.
My folk, King Goodwill. Hallo.
Ga weg.
Nee, maar ik heb hier die. Kijk, die munt.
Oh, die munt.
Ja, die munt.
Dit betekent fokol. Bye bye.
Maar wacht.
Ek het duisende kilometers geloop, gegalop, geseil en gevaar op 'n wonkieskip om hier te wees.
No foreigners.
Weet jy, Eef?
My dogtertjie Panna sit vir ure voor die toegeklapte deur en reciteer die name van die mense wie sy wil dood hê.
Earl Grey, die bliksem wat my boetie en my ma vermoor het. Gletser, die broer van Moerskont. Maar hy is dood. Ek het hom doodgemaak met my naaltjie. Kraskraai. Want sy is 'n bitch. En Merrin Trant.
Huh?
Merrin Trant.
Merrin Trant? Wie de fuck is dit? Ek onthou hom nie.
Ek ook nie.
Nou, wel, miskien in die toekomst sal ons hom weer sien.
Ek dink so, anders sal ek nie sy naam noem nie.
Na ure en ure se gewag en wind en weer, gooi Panna haar precious mint in die damse water. En skiet 'n beeline na die middestad van Braafos.
Hallo. Hallo almal. Hallo.
Die mense in die middestad is onvriendelik.
Hallo almal. Hallo. Skiet tog ek sê hallo.
Gee my jou geld.
Ek het nie geld nie.
Gee my jou naaltjie.
Dis my naaltjie. Ek gaan hom nie gee nie.
Wel, dan moet jy veg.
OK.
Skielik, hardloop die mense weg. Dit is King Goodwill, wat daar aangekom het.
Wat doen jy hier? Jy het die deur in my gezicht toegeklap. Wat kom staan jy nou hier so?
Moenie my kak hap nie. Kom saam.
Nou loop ons met die hele pad terug na die zwart-wit gebouw. Ek het ure daar gestaan. Ek het ure gesit en ure geklop. En nou skielik, wil jy met my chat?
King Goodwill ruk net daar en dan sy gezicht af.
Weet jy, Eef?
En hy ontbloot homself.
Eeuw!
Hy ontbloot homself as die man.
Oeh.
Onthou julle die rooie haar Brotherhood man? Wel, sy naam is die man. Hy het Panna al baie gehelp in vorige seisoene.
Die man! Jy's die man! Kon jy dit nie van my gesê toe ek hier aangekom het nie?
Dis 1 April. April voel. Dis ek, ja. Ek het my vermom. Hier is jou munt terug.
What the hell? Het jy dit teruggekry?
Met my snorkel en flippers.
Ondertussen by die muur waar my halfnaaitjie seun Joe Blow werk, moet hulle stem vir 'n nuwe reismuur. Die reismuur is soos 'n generaal-admiraal liniaal van die nagwag. Die verkiesing geskied demokraties deurdat die kandidate benoem word vir die pos en al die wagte dan daarna stem vir hulle keuse. Die kandidate word benoem deur 'n nagwag wat hom ondersteun.
Ek benoem vir Boerboel. Boerboel is hier vanaf sy 3de verjaarsdag. Toe sy buite-egtelike ma hom soos 'n stuk garbage kom dump het. Hy het soos 'n besetene geveg teen die voelverskrikkers en die mosbossels. 5 maande lank het hy alleen in die woud oorleef van muskiete en sy eie pus. Stem vir Boerboel. Boerboel boer. Boerboel boer.
Boerboel is 'n goeie keuse, maar ek verkies Ollie Oumo. Ek nomineer vir Oumo, want hy lewe net vir hierdie muur. Ons weet almal, hy het 'n lekker lewe saam met sy vrou en mevrou agter ons afgesweer om hier te wees en te veg. Hy het opgeoffer, hy het afgeoffer. Kom ons maak hom 'n offer. Kom ons maak hom die reismuur van die muur. Vertrou Oumo, vertrou Oumo. Stem Oumo.
Vertrou Oumo, vertrou Oumo.
En skielik spring Joe Blow se vriend Fetty Fetty op en nomineer hom.
Ek nomineer vir Joe Blow.
Nee. Nee, Fetty Fetty, nee, sit, ek wil nie.
Die waarheid moet uit, Joe Blow.
Nee, Fetty Fetty, fok, jy embarrass my, Jesus.
Ek wil sê, Joe Blow is die man. Hy is jonk, maar die beste en die slimste van ons allemaal.
Huh?
Oké, Boerboel, wat is 1 plus 1?
Oh, fok.
Oumo, wat is 1 plus 1?
Pot.
Joe Blow?
Dis 2 Fetty Fetty.
Wow.
Ja,
hy het baie ondervinding.
Hy het 'n voelverskrikker gepomp en gelewe om daarvan te vertel. Hy is die seun van Wolfie Staak.
Dis ek. Bless you Fetty Fetty.
Ek weet, sedert John F. Kennedy en Barack Obama was daar nog nie so 'n jong leier nie. Maar hy sal kan lei en vir jare. Oumo en Boerboel is stokoud. Hulle gaan binnenkort snap, maar Joe Blow sal ten minste vir 30 jaar kan baas bly hier as ons reismuur. Behalwe natuurlijk as sy hoofslaghaar deur priem word of as hy sterf van wilde vark vergiftiging. Stem Joe Blow! Joe Blow!
Yes, yes.
Joe Blow!
Na 'n gespanne getellery, omdat niemand kan tel nie behalwe Joe Blow, het die ou blinde mol die stemme bekend gemaak.
Boerboel 4, Joe Blow 48, Oumo Fokol. Joe Blow is die nuwe reismuur.
We love you, Joe!
Casper Radio Show. Out there.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. It's going to be a nice lineup, but we've got very good comedians. According to you, are the best comedians in South Africa. They are up and coming.
Including yourself.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about myself.
No, him too.
No, I'm not talking about him.
Yeah, both of you are excluded.
The best comedians for me probably right now, there's a guy called Siyanda Maphumo.
Okay, I don't even know how to say that.
Just say Siyanda.
It's very funny.
Siyanda Maphumo.
Siyanda Maphumo. I forgot how to say his name, but he's the funniest guy.
Really?
Hey man, you in the news? Entertainment this, are you?
What happened?
So, I don't know, I'm just scrolling through my thing 2 minutes ago.
Oh Jesus.
Are you doing a show?
What's this? Yeah, but why am I taped up? What do they say they read there?
I'll read. Let me open it. And how fast I read is directly indicative of how fast your internet is. I'm still waiting.
Okay. Yeah, but it's
Friday, your guide to weekend entertainment in Jozi. Casper
okay.
De Vries during a 2:09 interview with the Rapport newspaper in Victoria State Theatre.
No,
that's
I didn't.
That's the image from 2009.
Oh, 2009.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long time ago,
oh,
man.
Oh, it's just a gig guide.
Oh, fuck them then. But it's at least I got my picture from 2009.
Jeez.
That's nice.
So an evening of laughter with the legendary funny man. When? Friday the 17th?
Tonight.
Tonight. Saturday.
Mardi Gras Theatre.
Carnival. Yep. City. Tickets are 120.
It's not a lot, eh?
It's not a lot.
I thought.
Yeah, can I...
Or you can go to ticketwebs.com.
No.
That's what it says.
It's CompuTicket, man.
No, ticket it's web ticket. It's webtickets.com.
Already the people, the masses will be confused. They will be...
Already.
So it's in Carnival City?
Yes.
Don't you need like a passport to go there?
You do.
Yo, two toll gates, bro.
Yeah.
Two toll gates and a passport.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm doing that. Okay, you said this guy whose name I can't pronounce is very funny. Who else?
It's a lot of guys, man.
It is, eh? Yeah, isn't it amazing?
Joe is funny. Barry Hilton's funny. Everyone's
yeah, but they are.
No.
No, I'm talking about new guys.
We're talking about new guys. Okay, let's talk about
Robbie Collins is funny.
Uh-huh.
Tetson Gonzo is funny. A lot of funny guys.
Okay, the guys that won the newcomer award, Savannah Choice. You were there, weren't you, last year?
Yes, yes.
I did see you, yes.
But he won Comic of the Year.
At one point. That was 2014.
Yeah.
No, talk about last year, those new guys that you saw.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what's his name? The one.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't help if you just go the one with it.
No, man, the crazy one on the stage, man.
Oh, it's
I'm starstruck here, man, Loiso. So give me a break, man.
It's Karumba.
Skumba.
Yeah.
No, not Skumba. Not Skumba. The other, the young one. Ish, what they call him, bro? The light skin boy.
The skin one.
It's the yellow bone, man. He's wearing a three-piece, man. Couple of the name has just...
Jeremiah.
No, but then it's fine. When it comes to me, I'll throw it at you.
What's the guy with the rastas?
Oh, Ibn Isa.
Yeah, it's not him.
No, that was another one.
That's Jeremiah. but I'm crazy. We got another guest moving in. Isn't this just absolutely fantastic? Well, it's another guest. It's our team. And it's Hannes who has just moved in. So, Jane, I think...
Oh, no, I think maybe I have to move out.
You have to move for the white man now, basically.
But get your land first, eh? Don't just move. Get the land.
But, Jane, did you see now? You people like you. You're popular. So we'll have you back.
Yes.
Actually,
she's really good.
I can't move.
You see what happened? Simba was late. Hannes was late. Louisa wasn't here yet. So I sat here on my own and Jane crept in and said, hello, can I keep you company? That's how it all started.
Yes.
Because I was talking to myself here in a corner.
I didn't need to come in.
Well,
maybe.
I don't know how she good is with Afrikaans improvisation. That we have to see, because that's why you're here, because we got to improvise concertstory on us. Yeah.
Because you are here, let me give you the chair.
But are you going to say goodbye to us now?
Yes, goodbye. See you next week, Friday.
All right.
Maybe I'll be...
Goodbye, stay well, bye-bye, Bonnie Garfrey. Goodbye, stay well, bye-bye.
Bye, Jane. There goes Jane. Hello, Hannes.
Hello, Dorigande.
Very good. So what were you doing? Why are you late?
I am currently catapulting myself into fame.
Yeah?
For the Kijknet market.
Yes.
I'm shooting on a delightful sitcom called Elke Skewepot. Yeah, so that meant that I was contractually obliged to be there today. Otherwise I would have just slipped out. Yeah.
Have you met Louiso?
Many times, yes.
Many times.
I've been fortunate enough to be privy to his comedy genius.
Have you met his
on many occasions?
Have you met his brother?
Yes, I have indeed.
Is he funny?
He is. Yes. Yeah,
do you think your brother's funny?
Extremely.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you encourage him? Is he a bit hesitant because of you to do what he does, or did you give him motivation?
He's like 5 years younger than me, so
But he's your big brother, so he's looking up at you.
Yeah, he's the same height as me, though, so it doesn't. So we're kind of like parallel in terms
And you like his comedy?
Yeah, I love his comedy.
Oh. You see,
I don't like him, though. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
But his comedy is great.
That's the thing. Sometimes you meet your heroes and they're assholes, but they are good at what they do.
Yeah, I never liked him from a young age. Just fucking cry a lot and just bitch and take all the attention. Fuck him.
And now he does that on stage for money.
Yes.
He's doing the crying now.
Yeah, he's bitching about his life. And you're like, shut up. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Now, you are going to London. He's going to London.
I know. And, like, relocating, not just going for...
No,
just going to Madame Tussauds and then getting back in the plane.
I don't even know where Madame Tussauds is, but...
You're going to be in 2 years' time, definitely.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll come and visit you.
Don't. I just don't want you to visit me.
I'll be in your audience.
I don't.
Then just say, ladies and gentlemen... It's my big
break. I just don't want you around me in London.
Oh. It's so rude. Hey?
It's frank.
Because you, because people always it's arrange.
It's not Casper. It's not Frank.
But people, how many fake meetings that don't happen? Or
we should catch up.
We should, then you're just like, no.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I generally don't fucking like you. That's why it's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
That I'm not you per se.
No, but I don't like any people. But we say, okay, we'll do. Let's do something next week.
Let's do lunch.
And never again. Never heard from them again.
Even when you see them in the mall, you're like, I'm not going to fucking come close to this motherfucker.
No,
he's going to oblige me to a dinner. That will never happen.
3 questions we've asked on previous shows. Let's see who can remember. The richest city in the world.
Probably Montreal.
Oh, I was going to say Nkandla.
The Vatican.
You're going to say Nkandla? Yeah. You're out of line, member. You're out of line. Casper, this honorable member is out of line.
Please, leave.
Please, you have to withdraw that statement and apologize in front of the house. Otherwise, we cannot accept that.
You'll have to accept it.
No, we cannot. There's this guy with the white shirt.
It was a question that was posed to me. I answered it.
Okay,
I don't know if it's the richest city in the world or just the most valuable one based on the richest property.
Rich, how? I don't know.
I just read these things. It's Tokyo. It's Tokyo.
Oh, Tokyo. Ah,
Tokyo. Tokyo.
I know the real estate is the most expensive in Tokyo.
Well, you see, because you are everywhere.
Exactly. No, well traveled.
I like when you said Google. Montreal. Yeah. Have you been in Montreal?
Montreal.
In Switzerland.
In Switzerland, yes. Mm.
Oh, Montreux.
Yes.
I thought you said, oh, Montreux. I know about Montreux, but I don't know how to spell it. Then, the poorest city in the world.
Probably. City.
Probably. That's a tricky one, eh?
Rio de Janeiro. There's a lot of big cities that have got huge slum areas, but there's also a lot of wealth in the cities.
One smell. Smell.
One smelling.
One slum.
One singular slum.
One slum. Hey.
New Delhi.
Because per capita.
I don't know.
Because they've got the most people in wherever in India, he said New Delhi. Plus, yeah, they're shit poor there. Not dirt, like this shit.
Is it not in Bangladesh?
I don't know exactly where the city is.
India.
Let's check. Bangladesh, where is it?
Kinshasa. Where is that?
It's in Kenya.
Africa.
Yeah, it's Kenya. Is it?
Yeah, it should be Kenya. Kinshasa is Kenya.
Kinshasa is Kenya.
Look at the Google thing.
No, Kinshasa is not Kenya. Jeez, why don't I remember Kinshasa?
Kinshasa does sound so...
It sounds like a character from a Disney movie.
Kinshasa.
Where is it?
Oh, we'll find out shortly.
Apples googling on the same wifi.
While you're appling, the most expensive city in the world.
Most expensive.
It's the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Kinshasa, yes.
Yes.
DRC. Well, the DR.
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
With all those diamonds.
Most expensive city in the world.
Angola. What's it? Luanda, whatever it's called.
Most expensive.
Probably Geneva or.
No.
Montreux.
No.
New York. No.
No.
Tokyo.
I think they're Asian. I've never been.
Hong Kong?
No, Hong Kong.
Singapore.
Yes!
Oh, yeah, Singapore is expensive, but it's also got the most millionaires per capita.
Really?
Yes. We didn't ask that fact, Simba.
You're answering the wrong fucking question.
I'm trying to answer something. Fuck, man.
Be like the wrong witness ever. You were answering the wrong shit, bro.
I'll get you off the hook, though. I'll turn the whole argument around, man.
Okay, here's something I wrote. I thought out myself. What separates... What separates a window from a widow?
A window from a widow?
Widow, yeah.
N.
Yeah. Okay, it's not that funny.
The nigga. No, what? No?
The letter N. Yeah.
A window from a widow?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was gonna say...
Because you take the N away and then it's a widow.
I was just going to say... window from widow. The one breaks and the other.
The other one's already broken.
I won't write any more jokes.
Forever?
No, for the show then.
You know you have a show tonight. You can't just not write jokes if there's you have a show tonight.
I will write. What did Helen Keller say? That's my last one.
Felt, I heard this joke, Helen Keller fell down a well.
Yeah?
And she was screaming her arms off. Because that's how she communicates.
I'm not participating in this.
It's mean, eh?
It's not mean. It's just mean spirited. It's just not a good vibe.
It's not positive for a Friday. No, okay. It's not how we do things.
No. Not a good vibe.
Because I was talking earlier for not wanting to call people every day, and they thought I was an asshole. Then guys are like, we'll show you what asshole is. We'll make jokes about blind people. We will make jokes about the person who invented blind writing.
One of the...
It's Helen Keller.
Braille?
Yeah. Was it?
No,
I don't know.
Well, they were blind before
contributed to her.
She was the first blind one.
But she was blind and deaf.
And mute.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And so she communicated emotion. By like tapping.
But didn't Helen Keller invent Braille? No?
Are you guys mad?
No. This is too much for me. I don't know this.
All those Christians out there, like, Jesus is watching you guys, you know. You're going to go to hell.
But
I don't know.
I feel bad. And much like your comedy, Loy, I'm going to drive home with something to think about.
No, don't. Don't. You know what? One of the best roasts, I love roasting. One of the best roasts I ever heard in my life was him roasting me. And now he comes with, oh, no, it can't be mean. It was the meanest fucking jokes I've ever heard in my life. And it was fantastic. He said, I'm a Teletubby with Down syndrome. Isn't that funny?
I remember I called you a human onesie. That was the last and final roast I've ever done in my life because I thought it was so mean.
Oh, no.
From both sides, I didn't feel comfortable saying such mean things, even to people I liked and respected. I was just like, no.
Do you watch the roast battle on a local Comedy Central and American one? Don't you watch that?
I don't know. I haven't watched.
It's very mean.
I don't. It's not. There's one. I don't know. Have you ever heard of a comic called Patrice O'Neill?
Yes,
probably one of the funniest guys, but he passed away of diabetes a couple of years ago. And so there's a roast of him and his friends at the cellar. So all like the guys you see with Dave Attell, Bill Burr, and it's like a 2-hour, it's on YouTube called the Patrice O'Neill Roast.
Okay.
Oh my God, they get involved in each other. Cause they
personal.
Know, yeah, but it's so funny as well. It's so funny.
I recently saw a program, a Jeffrey Ross program, where he was roasting people in prison.
We'll call him Jeff, bro.
Jeff, okay. Jeff Ross.
Jeffrey Ross.
But we don't...
I respect him.
We don't know him like you know him.
But he was roasting prisoners in a prison. That was very, very funny.
That's
he was
brave.
Kind of fearless. It was very brave. Yeah. He was kind of calling out the white supremacists. Like hardcore.
He's fearless. But the thing is, this roast thing is also his initiative. Mm. And one of the funniest things I can remember I saw, but now Luisa is going to not be happy.
So, there's no Zed.
Huh?
It's okay, man. I was all my primary school teachers mispronounced my name.
I've been trying to pronounce his fucking name now for an hour and a half.
Do it properly.
No, it's okay.
If we can say Michael, you can say Mkondis.
Fuck off! What's that?
Exactly. When we heard Michael, we also like, what the fuck is that?
Luis.
It's fine, bro. Continue with the story. Story.
Luis.
Story.
Yeah. What's that small little comedian in America, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, small little. Wow. Aren't you guys the same size?
Kevin Hart was there, and the guy came on. He had now to roast, and Kevin Hart gave him cuck. But he's a judge, you see. So he said, can I please ask Michelle Obama's clit to shut up?
Oh.
Ouch.
Oh, to Kevin Hart?
Mm.
Do you think I had to be there. I had to be there at the actual roast.
Your party girls don't get. Sorry?
I'm saying Patrice O'Neill is in one of the roasts.
Is it?
But he's dead.
Yeah, he was on. Before he passed on, he had a. Which roast? I think either the Donald Trump one or the Charlie Sheen one, he was there.
Then
you've probably seen him.
I've seen it. I love the roast. You see, I love that meme.
I hate that shit. I find it like, oh, whoa, whoa.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, no, you should.
You were about to play a song. Other professional radio stations, when they're about to play a song, they back announce and everyone knows. You just play the song like this is your mother's house. It's not your house. This is not your house.
It is my house.
It's not your
house. Don't be mean. This is my house. Okay, let's listen to something else.
Until morning light, cause I'm just holding on for tonight, on for tonight, on for tonight.
I don't know who that was, but that was some country again. Some country. These are all strange countries like Hungary, Schengen, Western, Kazakhstan, and stuff like that. Hannes, are you ready to improvise without knowing what the hell you're going to do?
That is what improv is supposed to be, I suppose. Okay. Yeah.
So, are you ready? Do you like improvisation?
Every once in a while.
Okay, if I point my finger and you want to improvise, you can.
Okay. I'll participate.
Okay.
I'll be a participant. Participate.
So I'm going in really dry this time. No.
That's what she said.
Do you play that game? Can I play that game with you?
What game?
The What She Said game.
No, tell me, why do you play it?
No, every time there's sexual innuendo, you just go, that's what she said.
Yeah.
And then it just becomes a thing. And you get points for every time you squeeze it in.
That's what she said.
Said the bishop to the nun. Isn't there one like that as well? Like, it's the same concept.
Yeah. Or Adam to Eve, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the choir boy to the pastor.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do our, we have a soapy. So you're just going to be in the soapy now. It's a story every week for 2 years already running. So good luck. Good luck to everyone.
I'm going
to
walk into the lounge with a pistol and shoot him.
No, don't shoot. Sy brand dat jy geld bo liefde kies. Gar ringel.
Ek's regtig jammer, Rita Marie. Die harde realiteit is dat hoe meer geld ek kan maak, hoe beter kan ek vir jou sorg. En dan kan ek die bakkery verkoop en 'n hele franchise. Dit is 'n baie moeilike woord om te sê met 'n lis. 'n Franchise bakkerye begin en ek kan dalk selfs enig president wees. Geld kan vir mense baie dinge koop wat op die ou en nou aan mense liefde kan bring.
Ek dink geld het jou mal gemaak, Sybrand. Dis nie die Sybrand wat ek ken nie. Dis nie die Sybrand wat so deeglik en romanties rol met yeast nie.
Ek's jammer. Rita, maar as ek daaraan dink, is dis nou maar net die harde realiteit. Ek wil 'n magnaat word. Noem my Midas. Want alles waarna ek raak, verander in goud.
Jy laat my twyfel, Sybrand, maar ek gee jou die voordeel van die twyfel.
Ek is baie bly. Hierso byvoorbeeld kan jy sien, is my nuwe BEE partner in my bakkery besigheid.
Ek wou nou net sê, wie is dit?
He's going to assist us to take our bakeries not only national but worldwide.
Hallo, what's your name?
My naam.
Ja, jou naam. Ek kan Afrikaans verstaan.
Ek kan Afrikaans praat.
Ja. Hoe waar jy vir Sybrand ontmoet?
Ons het 'n deal gemaak. Ons vat die bakeries na die wêreld.
Ah,
ja.
World bakery.
Een bakery op 'n date.
Ja, die plan is dat ons uiteindelik 'n bakkery in elke stad in die wêreld sal hê. En glo my, hier
in Kinshasa ook.
En ook in Kinshasa. En dan as ons reg suksesvol is, dan gaan ons na daai duur stede ook gaan, soos Tokio en so.
Ja, blykbaar Kinshasa is 'n goeie begin.
Ja. en ek kan vir jou waarborg, ons is deur al sy rekord, hy is op geen manier betrokke by enige kriminele aktiwiteit of dwelmsmokkelary nie.
Dwelm.
Dat is nie die waarheid nie. Ek het kriminele goede gedoen in my jong lewe. Laat hy vir dat was lank keer.
Is hy op drugs?
Ek is nie op drugs nie, maar ek probeer dit al.
Dis pragtig.
Ek probeer dit al, maar kan ja.
Maar kan hy bak, sy brand?
Kan ek bak?
Ja.
Ek kan bak, bietjie bak, ek kan scones bak, cook sisters bak. Kan jy die scones proe, no?
Ek proe hulle, ek ruik hulle. Okay. I think we should make some teas. Some teas of some coffee or some coffee, Sannes.
Oros.
What's your name? Sybrand.
Sybrand.
Oros, yes. Oh, it's going to be so lovely. I can't speak English as a character, but now I can. It is so nice. Oh, ek was jou broer, Sybrand.
Wel, my broer is net buite in die kar, want hy gaan ons driver wees vir ons besigheid. Hy het sy werk verloor daar by Ouer Tambo. So ek trek hom in die besigheid in. Soos selfs al gee ek hoe baie om vir geld, ek gee nog steeds om vir my familie. Sien, so liefde is nog steeds in my hart. Reinhard! Hallo, Rita en Sybrand en jou kollega meneer Kenny.
Kan ek iets vra?
Ja.
By die airport was jy 'n pilot?
Nee, ek was 'n air traffic controller.
By
Ouer Tambo daar op die R21.
Because now I was imagining the announcements.
Dit het nogal 'n rukkie gevat.
Maar dit is interessant dat as 'n hakkelaar praat, beestong dat mens wol saamhakkel.
Dit gebeur dikwels dat mense dit wil doen, maar dan sê ek vir hulle, ek hakkel nie as ek sing nie.
Ek sweet namens jou. O, Heer, die sweet parel op my voorkop. Ja, dit is interessant dat hakkelaars nie hakkel as hulle sing nie, ne?
Dis waar. Maar Rita, nou dat
hy... Maar daar was 'n ou wat gesing het, baby, ne? Het hy nie gehakkel nie?
Little Richard.
Ja. Little Richard. Wel, Kenny, lekker om jou te ontmoet.
Ontmoet, ja.
En?
Volgende keer sal ek die scones saam met my bring.
Asseblief, want weet jy, as jy iets hoor, dis my maag wat rammel. Ek is so honger.
Het jy niks geëet vandag?
Niks. Ek het nie, maar 'n skon met strooiberries en room. Sybrand? Sybrand?
Room. Dit is vir my baie lekker.
Reinhard, fok of, Sybrand?
Ja, Reinhard, ons het nou genoeg gehad van jou. Gaan sit maar, wag maar weer in die kar. Ja, hy is vreselik jaloers op my sukses van dat ek besluit het, geld is belangriker as liefde.
Hoe laat jy so?
Sis.
Dit is nog 'n uur laat.
Dit was Konse storie, aangebied deur Bodytech.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor.
Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Daar sê, dit was dan nou Body Tech in Sandwich Baron, because early on, Hannes, I played Body Tech when I said Sandwich Baron, so I fucked it up, so I wanted to make it, like, balanced again.
It's cross-pollinated marketing.
It is. But talking about cross-pollination and marketing, we are marketing the show that's going to be on the Grand West, and with Lisa, not a Z, Lisa, Gola, and all the other big stars, but for me, most important, yeah, go to Compu Ticket, buy your fucking ticket. But for me, it's important is that he is going to become a world star now. He's going to stay in London. I'm not invited, but I will watch
that
from
was
afar.
Very clear.
Yeah, that is fucking clear. Yeah.
That was,
Samba, are you going to go and try and
don't? No, I'm not going to visit. But from around, I'll go watch a show. So just,
yeah, but yeah. Don't do that. Don't go to him in London when he's in the Royal Albert Hall. So, remember me, I was on the Casper Rasper show.
I'll just shout from the back, hey, fuck you! You know, like
yeah.
Parliament.
Yeah.
Call for. Like in the department, just to remind them of home, you know.
But you do movies, you do TV shows, you do stage shows. And so what are you going to do in London? Are you going to continue with that? Are you going to do
probably.
TV? You say you're big in Australia. He's big in Australia.
No, I've got an audience.
Well, the fact that they want you, they're big.
Is it in your audience in Australia? Is it English white South Africans who immigrated?
No.
It's locals.
Aborigines?
Three Aborigines like me. Three. The rest don't give.
Do you speak Aborigine?
No. I speak, no. Not at all.
I don't know if there is Aborigine talking.
There is.
Is there? Yeah. How did this sound as a time?
I don't know. I've watched the documentary when there were subtitles when the fuck I was speaking.
You know what we must do one day again is we must do learning a language and then we must learn Aborigine.
I think we should.
We used to do that every week.
But the Australians basically fucked the Aborigines, whatever you call them, out of existence. That's what they did. They had an actual government plan where we fuck them and then must forget their land.
What does fuck mean? Like make other
physically
babies?
Physically fuck them, yes.
To make like crossbreeds?
Yes. Dilute their Aborigine blood.
Mm. Well, it's too late now. Too late to cry now. I'm sorry, no. Abos. Now,
please. No, you can't say Abos.
It's my favorite band from Sweden, the Abos.
No, you
just
as
I love them.
You're going to, they're going to revoke your visa.
He's very PC, hey?
He is, today.
I can't say a thing and then he gets offended.
I don't know.
But it has been wonderful to talk to you more than three sentences for the first time in my life.
Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, Hannes, for coming in.
Thank you for waiting for me.
It's a pleasure. Samba, thank you very much for coming in. Have you got any projects that we must know about? What are you doing?
No, I'm not going to put that out to the...
You're a model. You're a
video hoe.
Video hoe. I saw you the other day on some magazine.
Yeah, I also just find my pictures in them. Like, what the fuck? And then, I don't know. Big things, hopefully. That's what everyone says. Yeah, 2017 is my year. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll see.
Now, I'm going to throw this on you, Luisa. Please, we have a thought of the week every week. And. It goes like this.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal sandwich baron moet wees. Hulle lewe nog gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal ek weet?
Sandwich baron again. What the fuck?
Oh, it's fucking mad. Okay, that was this. Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah.
And now the thought of the week brought to you by Luisa Gola.
If it hurts, take it to the doctor.
That's fantastic news.
That's
and
what
hope...
she said.
And don't what?
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Okay, so he's won that. And once again, we're going to go goodbye. And this time it's going to be forever. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank
and
you
goodbye.
For having me.
It's a pleasure. This is wonderful. Just wonderful.
Goodbye. Stay well. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Goodbye. 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 Stay well. Bye-bye. Cliffcentral.com.